Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. And our bet has been decided. David, of course, been chirping at me all morning,
chirp,
Jeff.
Chirp, chirp.
Because the Loyola Ramblers lost to his Ball State. What do we call them? Redbirds.
No, they're the Cardinals. Thank you very much.
We're just calling them Redbirds.
The Cardinals.
David wore his Letterman jacket in yesterday, so I had to buy breakfast. And you know how I am, Jeff. I'm not reliable in that. But Tavern at the Park, those guys are the best.
They're the best. Smells very good. Jeff, you're missing out.
Tavern at the Park and the Treehouse Connected, they have supplied us with their glorious brunch, which you can get every weekend day. I've been to it many times. Absolutely fantastic. So, Jeff, I know you're not downstairs or upstairs, wherever BBM is. Just come in, and we'll give you maybe an egg of some kind.
You know, next time, just give me a heads up, a little morning invite. You know, I might consider making the trek.
Yeah,
now,
why,
but you're right.
Explain to
you're
me,
right
why do I have to pay for your breakfast because Hawes' team beat my team? Come on, that's unfair, Jeff.
Because we're all good friends, buddy.
This segment,
you're right about the grub at Tavern, man.
Oh, it's
awesome.
The best. It's awesome, absolutely place. The best. And this segment with Jeff Joniak brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. And Jeff, my goodness gracious, they don't get any bigger. This is it, buddy. They get no bigger than this matchup. The Bears, a real measuring stick game against the Rams here on Sunday night.
You hit it right on the head, and despite my efforts, and I'm sure others on the beat trying to get the players to frame this game, no bigger than the next one, no bigger than the last one. Matt Nagy's got him wired to not get overhyped about it. The blinders and earmuffs, that's the big term again this week. But you can't deny it. You got the national media descending upon the place. There's a lot more activity at Halas Hall. It's the final month of the season, and the L.A. Rams, the high-octane L.A. Rams with number 99 wreaking havoc on the defensive side of the ball and Aaron Donald. Delicious matchups up and down. I think it's an awesome game for Sunday Night Football. From the coaches on the sidelines, the two older defensive coordinators, to the two young buck the head coaches are putting together the game plans for this one offensively, to the star players on both sides of the ball.
Delicious matchups. Now I am hungry. You know, I heard you last night with Tom on Bears All Access, Jeff, and I think he made a good point. He used the word scary to describe the Rams' interior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you look at Ndamukong Suh and you know, Aaron Donald, that's the right word to use. Which is scarier in your mind, though, the Rams' offense or the Rams' defense?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the Rams' offense. Yeah, they're individually with Donald and, you know, Sue's he can be a bad man. He can be a bad man on Sunday night, without question, and has done damage to the Bears over the years when he's played them in the division. But the offense is just highly difficult to deal with, highly difficult to contain. And, you know, it's interesting that it's been referred to as a simple but complex attack, because you've heard that about Nagy's system as well in learning it. So it'll be fun to watch the chess match, because there's a lot to deal with on that Rams offense, very much so. But, you know, some chinks in the armor a little bit with the quarterback, Jared Goff. He's given the ball up the last couple of games. It's fumbles and interceptions. Maybe could add a couple of pick sixes against Detroit as well, so with some bad throws. So maybe it's just that time of the year that teams are getting a beat on him a little bit, and I'm hoping that's the case on Sunday night.
What do you think of the interior of the Bears' offensive line and the challenge that they face against this team?
Monster challenge, Mike. Not going to lie. Monster challenge. Cody Whitehair's been consistent inside. Brian Witzman's come along. But, you know, the Aaron Donald angle, with whether it's against the rookie James Daniels or putting him against Witzman, you know, you may be able to stop him at times, but you're not going to – no one stopped him an entire game. I know his first three games of the year, he only had one quarterback hit and no sacks. So he's got himself in a real rhythm right now. think about that. In the last nine games, he's got 16 and a half sacks and 31 hits on the quarterback. So no one has stopped him. So I don't know why you would think the Bears are going to completely stop him as well. So it'll be interesting how the Bears attack him, because they move him all over the line of scrimmage as well. He's not just going to be in one place. And Wade Phillips has done a good job with those guys up front. And while he's good, he's great, and an MVP candidate, let alone Defensive Player of the Year candidate, you got to deal with Sue, and he's a monster. He doesn't always play hard, which I've always rapped him on. I don't love that player. But then Michael Brockers is a first-round pick who gets ignored. He is also a very good defender up front. You have two outstanding corners that you could try and challenge, and you should try and challenge. One's got an ankle. One's coming off a high ankle and surgery. So they only played 26 snaps since week four in Aqib Talib. The rest of it, you know, I think you can deal with, but that's the part you have to stop.
Great matchup of play callers, Jeff, with Sean McVay and Matt Nagy. How do you expect Nagy to approach this? Does he try to, you know, be as creative and match the Rams possession for possession, or does he try to bleed the clock and maybe go against the grain a little bit in being more conservative just to keep that offense off the field?
I'd bleed the clock if I can and keep that offense off the field. That would be my approach, with great balance and a real dedication as also to running the football, because Seattle did it twice. They put up big numbers, 270 yards in one game. Teams have run the ball on them, because when they get the ball, they don't give it up. They rarely turn it over. They also don't get themselves in a real tough position. So they have outstanding time of possession on their own. Very few three and outs, so your defense is going to be on the field a long time if you're facing the Rams. I don't feel they think they need to get into a Kansas City game and just light it up with 50 points against the Bears. And there you have a quarterback that we don't know how he's going to play on Sunday after missing a couple of games. So I would try and keep the ball as much as possible and keep that offense off the field.
And Jeff, we don't know how their quarterback's going to play. I mean, if you look at him, he's like 30 points worse on the road than he is at home. The Bears, of course, lead the league in holding quarterbacks, quarterback rating low. I mean, it's, what is it, 78-something, which is 5 points lower than anybody else in the NFL. And, yeah, I hate to say this because people get mad about Bear weather stuff and all that, but he's a California kid coming on the road in a Midwestern city at night. It's all those things could add up to a long night for Jared Goff.
Yeah, his lowest quarterback rating was the Denver game, and it was cold, and it snowed, and they gave it to Gurley for 200-plus yards. So maybe that'll be in the mindset of Sean McVay as well. And Goff, you know, he's got smaller hands, so he's given up the ball a couple of times here. You got Mac. You know, he's going to be difficult for them to deal with as well, and I really, truly believe, I know I said it last week too, or I don't know, maybe I did or didn't, but I did on the radio, that Leonard Floyd is coming. He's about to have a big game. He's just been making too many strides in that regard, and he's feeling really good right now. He's in a groove himself, and I just think the combination of those guys and Akeem Hicks up front could really, you know, speed up the clock on Jared Goff as well. So you are right. That variable is significant in this particular matchup here with Goff coming into Soldier Field. And I know Tom Thayer's been hitting his knees every night, praying to Mother Nature. Just keep dropping that thermometer.
All righty,
Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
We appreciate it.
And great call on the Hicks touchdown.
Oh, thank you, brother. That was fun. I think we'll see more.
More Hicks touchdowns?
Defense. Defensive guys coming in. You never know.
Yeah. Maybe he throws the ball next time.
I that feels like a prediction, and you don't like to make those. All right, buddy.
See you, Jeff.
All right. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.